This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. External Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival to New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Jaiswal said that the visit will strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and will make the living bridge between India and the United Kingdom stronger. The Supreme Court has refused to cancel NEET UG 2024 examination and also declined to order a retest. The order paves the way for commencement of counselling process from today for admission to undergraduate courses in government and private medical colleges across India. A three-judge bench led by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachoor, said yesterday that the material on record is not indicative of a systemic leak of the question paper to indicate a disruption of the sanctity of the examination held on 5th of May. The bench, which also included Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra, said that directing a fresh NEET UG for the present year will be replete with serious consequences, which will be for over 20 lakh students who appeared in this exam and would cause disruption of admission schedule. Regarding a particular question in physics section of NEET UG 2024 examination, the top court has asked the National Testing Agency to retally the NEET UG result on the basis that option 4 represented the only correct answer to the question. In another decision, the Supreme Court has amended its rules related to the court's working hours. According to the amendment, the new working hours will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Apex Court in its notification said that the office of the court will remain closed on holidays and on 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month. The new rules will come into force from 1st of August. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. Met Department has forecast that rainfall activity is likely to increase over Indo-Gangetic Plains during next 2 days. In northwest India, scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over northern and western states. In Gujarat, after the incessant rains since last week, intensity of rain has reduced in Saurashtra region in the last 24 hours. However, several parts of the Bhumi Dwarka district are still under water. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel conducted an aerial survey of the flood-affected region of Saurashtra and held a review meeting with the officials yesterday. Our correspondent reports that several roads, fields and houses in Kalyanpur and Khambaliya Tehsil of Dev Bhumi Dwarka region are submerged in water, affecting normal life. Road transport has also been affected in Dev Bhumi Dwarka, Jamnagar and Junagar district. Three people died after a house collapse in Khambaliya in Dev Bhumi Dwarka last night. NDRF team successfully rescued around 15 people stranded in flood water at Dhalichi village in Dwarka yesterday. Director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheetle, has resigned after facing scrutiny over security lapses related to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. Kimberly Cheetle informed her staff via email that she is stepping down as the Director of the Secret Service. She was facing calls to resign amid dissatisfaction with her testimony at the House Oversight Committee's hearing yesterday. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, India sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Chasing the target of 179, Nepal managed to score just 96 runs in 20 overs. For India, Deepti Sharma clinched 3 wickets, while Radha Yadav and Arundhati Reddy took 2 wickets each. Earlier, opting to bat first, Indian opener Shefali Verma with 81 off 48 balls and Dayalan Hemlatha with 47 stitched together 122 runs partnership for the first wicket as India posted 178. Today, Bangladesh will take on Malaysia in Group B match at Dambulla at 2 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.